Yeah. God, I wish we'll be at the veranda.
They'll have that game on. They'll have the Sharks game on.
Oh, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, we can watch both.
Yeah.
Well, we won't have to either because the Niners game, I'm sure the Sharks start at 7.
Right? Yeah. Scar! What unis? I'll find out. Hey, you read a text that bothered me.
Scar!
And then I got a question for you.
Okay, which one first?
The one about Seattle.
Okay. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
It's from the Comcast Business text line.
Thank you.
Guru, you were on the record saying Seattle wins. Now you're in Prize Picks saying the 49ers win. Take the 3.5.
Go.
Hold on. So which is it? LOL. Posse in Pleasanton.
First, all black voices don't sound alike. Warren Moon picked Seattle. I never picked Seattle. I picked the Niners, and that's what you got from me. You didn't hear me say, Seattle can't win this game, and I don't believe they should. But I'm glad you read that, Stoney. Warren Moon picked Seattle.
I got to go back and listen, but I could see.
I didn't bet on the Niners all season long. I wouldn't pick them to lose to Seattle. Just lost to the Giants at home. Ran the ball 7 times. Good God.
All right. What do you want to ask me?
Your phenomenal question this morning about the benefit of the doubt. What if I told you I got a problem with a team that just was in the Super Bowl and the caliber of the Niners needing the benefit of the doubt this early? They shouldn't be needing the benefit of the doubt this early.
They've needed it before. They've gotten off the slow starts before. So.
Yeah, but not with this $30 million receiver and a hotshot quarterback.
They're even better now.
Oh.
So.
We'll get in the end zone tonight. It starts tonight. I was just saying, like, damn, we need the benefit of the doubt right now. But the fact of the matter is, the way they're playing, they do.
Apparently so. Let's go to Mad Dog. Mad Dog's in San Mateo. Let's get us going. What's up, Mad Dog?
Hey, how's it going?
Going well.
Good, Steiny.
Yeah.
Hey, I think, back in the Bill Walsh days, I'm a little, I'm showing my the gray hair on my chin right here. But, it was a... Thank you. Us against them, and maybe this is going to be the game where we see all these guys gel, because they have to, you got the outside linebackers, Flanagan Fowles and Campbell out there. They got to really perform. And I don't know. I just think this could be it. Maybe the preseason is finally over. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Maybe they just need some motivation. Because the season's now 5 games old, and they got to get on the move.
Well, don't ask Fred Warner for it, because he ain't giving it to you, Stoney. He said they should need no damn speech.
And they don't use those often in pro sports. That's really kind of mighty stuff, little league stuff, pep talks.
So I guess
that doesn't really work consistently on the professional level in any sport.
So I guess the cameramen for all the national outlets that show football, and they show the guy, the guy giving the Newt Rockne speech, and it's incredible.
Post-game.
No, they're pre-game.
I've never seen a pre-game speech.
You ain't watching.
They're not.
People
cameras
know
aren't
what I'm
lit.
Talking about.
Cameras aren't allowed in.
And they're
pre-game.
Like, come on, and they're yelling. Remember Jameis was eating
saying
fingers?
Come on isn't really a motivational speech.
Fred Warner is usually the one that gives them.
Exactly.
That's probably why he does
exactly.
It.
Completely, bud.
So he's sending a message today.
Yeah, saying, yeah.
They're ready. This team is ready.
Oh, man.
Although... We had Ben Solak on yesterday, ESPN senior reporter, covers the NFL. This was the one that really got my attention when we started talking about the 49ers offense. And maybe they're going to have an issue until and unless McCaffrey returns.
Gear's different. It's very different, especially if you look at the time frame in which they had Christian McCaffrey, the middle of the 2022 season to now. We've talked a lot about what Kyle's good at, what his bread and butter is. Oh, under center, and they go play action, they get yards after the catch. And he's been evolving away from that for quite some time now. But even still, in the previous years, they were a pretty heavy yards after the catch team. At this point in the season, no quarterback has fewer yards after the catch than Brock Purdy does. Brock Purdy is also leading the league in what we call ADOT, average depth of target. When he throws the ball, he's throwing it further downfield than all other quarterbacks in the league. This has become a spread drop back and isolation passing offense. That's kind of that's how they're attacking teams right now. It is not dissimilar to the change that Sean McVay made when he had Matthew Stafford as quarterback. And he said, okay, we're going to go and gun a little bit more. We're just going to kind of get 5 in the concept, and we're going to expect our quarterback and our wide receivers to be able to beat their guys. And so there's been a big stylistic change in the way that this offense attacks the passing game. And there's been some really cool moments from that, and there's been some drawbacks to that as well.
Man, that was a hell of a soundbite.
I know. Boy, that's one of those where, I don't know, I always like to, how are you feeling after a soundbite like that? Do you feel like, I don't know, does it feel like your reputation takes a hit on soundbites like that?
I don't know what you're talking about, but Niners are looking like a Big 12 offense. They're spreading. What's concerning
is 4 years,
the Yak brothers ain't sipping. He said they. Maybe this is on Debo and Ayuk, man. Thank you, Evan. They ain't sipping, man.
Well, don't.
Where are yards after the catch?
You find it ironic that, you know, I've worked with you for 4 years, and you've been saying this team needs to throw the ball downfield more. And lo and behold, they're doing it, and they stink. They stink. They're 2-3. Get back to the running game. You know what? We overvalued these position players.
I mean,
we paid Ayuk like a number one. He's a 2.5.
Not yet. I'm still not off the wagon.
49er fans, what do you think about that?
Yeah, quietly, Debo. You need to start producing, man. It's Ayuk and Debo.
Here's the other thing.
Damn.
Listen to the beginning of my main man Ben's, because I said, hey, yeah, is this different? Is a little offense a little bit different?
Gear's different. It's very different, especially if you look at the time frame in which they have.
So he's saying, he laughed. Well, of course, it's much different, Steiny. You even watch the games. I guess you don't. Yeah, this offense has evolved. It's not what it used to be. Without McCaffrey, they're non-functional.
Why
can't we just put the rat on the... Oh, shoot.
What happened?
Well, Evan's taking the call.
Please, we can go ahead.
I like to do it with a sound effect.
You say it and I'll do it.
Okay. Now I forgot what I was
going to
say.
Put the rat on the table.
I got to put the rat on the table. The weaponry's overrated.
Like, you're laughing.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to give you this, the consistent burger, because you have never thought highly of the weaponry like I have. But I got to tell you, man, the more I hear Warren said Debo. I have been giving him a pass. Like,
well, it's because he's a star.
No, because he's done it before without McCaffrey. So what's going on? And then Ayuk, that's a whole different thing. But, man, there is no Hennessy being poured with these two wide receivers because there's no yards after the catch.
That's because they've changed their philosophy, according to Solak. They're throwing the ball more. If you throw the ball more downfield, your yards after catch are going to be reduced. I mean, that's pretty basic to me. You throw a ball to a guy out of the backfield and he gets 20 yards. Well, that's 20 yards yak.
And what did
you
throw Baldy 20, mean?
You throw it down to Ayuk 16 yards down the field. He catches and gets tackled. That's zero.
Well,
I'm not saying it's bad.
Ayuk's 53-yarder. What was it, 15-yard pass? He turned a corner and went 35 more yards. Like,
that's one.
But no, I'm saying it can happen that way. So we saw Ayuk do it that way.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the 49ers right now are explosive?
Now,
I don't. I can say it. I don't think they're very explosive.
You're going to get the win because we've got 5 games of non-explosive plays. But, Stoney, I don't think you would have your chest out before the season
started. Right, if they were 4-1.
No, before the season even tipped, we thought they were explosive.
They are. That's the only thing they are. I think that's what Solak is saying, is that they get chunk plays, they get big plays, but once they get backed up, they don't convert. The only plays that they make are explosive plays.
I call an explosive play like what gets you into the end zone. It was an explosive play. Ayuk's 50-yarder.
Right. Even I don't care how he got it. He got 15 and ran for the other 38, but it's still 53 yards.
That's fine. But those are kind of an anomaly to me. Maybe I'm wrong.